Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling podcast all about coffee and hospitality. This episode features a story from Andrea Allen. Andrea is the co-owner of Onyx Coffee Lab along with her husband, John. You might know Andrea from barista competition and also as an instructor for the SCAA. Here's Andrea.
In March of this year, I got the chance to go down and visit a coffee farm in El Salvador. And the farm is called Finca Santa Rosa and is owned by Jorge Raul Rivera. Ironically, I had actually already met Raul at an SCAA event, and he was in a class that I was teaching. And so in that particular class, I was a station instructor in an espresso class, and everybody in my class was, or in my group, was either a producer or someone that had involved in various industries of coffee, but not barista. And so those are always really fun and challenging. And as happens at those events, you meet people and they're like, oh, you should come visit me someday. And I'm always like, yeah, that would be great. And I never really feel like that will actually happen. So anyway, after meeting Raul, he started talking to my husband, John, about coffee. And we bought some coffee from him that year. And then this past year, he invited us to come down and visit his farm. And so I was really excited to get to go. I had never been to a coffee farm before. And so John, my husband, does all the green sourcing for Onyx. And so he decided that'd probably be a good trip for me to go on. Didn't think it would be super rough or tons and tons of hiking or sleeping out in fields or things like that. So we went down to visit Raul, and I was just completely overwhelmed with how beautiful El Salvador was, with how kind Raul was to us while we were there. And really, it just felt like a getaway for John and I. And he spent 5 full days with us. He took us everywhere that he could think that we might enjoy. He took us to the beach for 2 days. He took us to the farm where he had a place made for our guests. His staff there made food for us. They took us into local towns to have just like culinary experiences there, if you will. And so really the whole time I kind of kept thinking like, wow, this is amazing. And I kept waiting for it to turn into like a sales pitch or, you know, something like that, because I kept feeling like, wow, I mean, this is so amazing. I don't know if we're, you know, here, like what's going to happen next, really. So just as we got to know Raul, we just got to learn more about what his passion and vision was for coffee, for the Chalatenango region specifically, and then also for his farms. And he started to just share with us about coffee selling successes and coffee selling failures. And really what he had decided on was that he was not really interested in selling coffee without knowing the people that it was going to first. And you know, and on our side from Onyx, when we buy coffee in this way, it's really challenging because we contract coffee and then hope that it comes to us. We hope that it tastes as good as we thought it did when we were there. And really, it's John. I was just there for fun and to try coffee. So for us, the trip was fun and great. But really, like, contracting that amount of coffee from a producer is a real kind of a risk on our side. And then on his side, us coming and agreeing to take the amount of coffee that we did was a large portion of what his specific farm, Santa Rosa, had put out. So just agreeing to sell us that portion of the farm and then trusting that we were going to send money at some point, that we were not going to wait until it was too late and then back out. And he really just expressed to us that he was searching for relationships in which he could trust that people that came to try his coffee were going to understand what he was trying to do, which is to produce really high quality coffee. He keeps every lot separate. So every day of picking is separated from each other. So when we started trying to buy the coffee, it was pretty funny because we each lot that we liked was so small, and we ended up picking tons of lots so we could, you know, have a real offering for our cafes and for our wholesale clients. But, just the amount of attention to detail and just the way the coffees tasted was just really impressive to me and also to John, which is great because he's visited lots of farms and has been around. So Raul also just shared with us some of his coffee selling failures, in which he had agreed upon a certain individuals or importers or exporters to buy certain amounts of coffee, and then at the very end of the season, people backed out, and he was just left with a large portion of his crop unspoken for, you know, almost past the point where he could even find a buyer for it. And for me, just hearing that made me feel sad. And you know, I don't totally understand all of the things that go into a coffee failure, if that makes sense. But really what I saw his desire to do was to really serve his customers that were going to be buying his coffee, so that they understood the time and effort that went into it. And also that we felt he wanted us to feel connected with the region itself, because his desire is that the region itself will gain notoriety. He does own a processing facility. And so while we were there, we actually got to contract the first coffee through the processing facility, which was really cool. And he had several sets of guests come through that were coffee growers in the region. And I got to, for the first time, watch my husband John bargain, if you will, for coffee. It was cool, because I kind of expected him to be a little bit more hard-nosed maybe than he was, and it was really pretty straightforward and easy and fun. And I got to see the producer that outside producer that he bought from very excited. And after everyone left, he told me that he kind of knowingly paid more for the coffee than he really thought it was worth. But what he told me was that when he's at Origin and he's like squabbling over pennies and nickels and dimes with producers, that, you know, for us is not as large of a burden, but for them is a huge gain. He said he just has decided that it's not worth that it's worth it to put a little bit more forward. And really try to create that trust with those producers, and also with Raul, putting forth like an investment in hopefully his continued relationship with processing coffee from producers from the region. So when I have been thinking, I think a lot about customer service because I run cafes and I teach customer service classes to my staff, and also deal with customers and serve them a lot. Like, you know, what does service mean? And I feel like that in some ways service between a barista and a customer, or a, you know, customer service representative and a customer, might look like maybe shorter, maybe a little bit different than, you know, a week long amazing experience in El Salvador. But I really feel like that both experiences come down to someone being willing to put another individual before themselves, and to really like pour favor and kindness into a relationship, whether it's a long-term relationship or a three-minute relationship formed over coffee, that somebody's got to be willing to put themselves down and listen to the other party listen to the person that is talking with you or bargaining with you or selling to you or buying from you, and really just be able to meet them where they are. And I felt like that with that experience that we were met and treated with kindness the whole time that we were with him, that he took a whole week of his life to show us around and really, like, you know, doing a lot of unnecessary kindnesses to us. And in return, we have some of the best coffee that I've ever had. And our customers now here in Arkansas and others that buy wholesale from us are getting to experience a small taste of what John and I got to experience when we were with Roel in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that really stood out was early on in the story, you were mentioning how as Raul was showing you around and taking you to all these places, you were kind of wondering, you know, when the sales pitch is going to come.
Right.
And then you also touched on how it's valuable to him to sell to people he knows. And so mm-hmm. from the outset, he was developing that relationship. And I think that that's probably the most striking thing about that story to me is this idea of why do we give and yeah. why do we show kindness to others? And it can feel really transactional in the industry yeah. mm-hmm. in so many ways. But this story is a great example of just building that foundation of kindness for the relationship's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was interesting too because when we bought some coffee from him the year before, but it was a little bit later in the season and there wasn't as much available. And so what was exciting for him and also for us was that we bought like four times the amount that we had bought the year before. And he was really pretty surprised by that, I think. And he had a real set expectation about how much we would buy. I do know that like the week before and after that he was hosting other roasters, and that when, you know, we asked them like, what did the people before contract from you? It was not a large amount of coffee, and obviously Onyx is also a smaller roasting company. So when I say we're contracting a lot of coffee, I mean we're talking about like a half container, you know, which for us is awesome, and for him he's a small producer, so that's good as well. But you know, I saw that he was hosting other roasters, people, smaller people, you know, he was not looking to make like one giant sale. And I thought that was really striking because we didn't really like even talk about money until like he was dropping us off at the hotel by the airport at the very end of the trip. Mm-hmm. And I remember that John was like, I mean, I guess I need to like just force him to like talk about it because like I want to have a decision made before we leave, you know. And that was really cool because I mean, it's definitely an expectation that we were going to buy something from him, but I didn't feel, you know, as the trip wore on, like I began to feel more and more comfortable like that he was not just doing it to sell coffee, that it was much more about creating like a longer term kind of relationship with us. And we actually are going to start we have started an origin program with Onyx for our staff, kind of in lieu of maybe sending them to another coffee industry event in the States. We're going to take a couple of our baristas down to visit him this coming year, so they can see what the buying process looks like and what farms look like, what producers are like, you know, and have that kind of experience. So, you know, we're wanting to show that experience to our staff and get them a little bit more involved, like in that side of our business. So we're really excited and looking forward to hopefully years of relationship with him, with coffee and also outside of coffee.
Will you share a bit more about the hospitality perspective at Onyx and what inspires it?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I teach a customer service class to all of my staff, new staff, and really, like, you know, we do go over, like, my vision and policies and things like that, but I really just like to hear about what makes an experience special to the individual at that moment that's sitting with me in the class. And so for me, and really I find almost all of the stories that are shared, what is the commonality between them is that they have been noticed and cared for by someone that is serving them. So, you know, someone took the time to notice that they needed something, or someone took the time to explain something to them in a retail or coffee experience. So, and really for me, I think I take the same kinds of inspiration from just interactions at cafes or restaurants. Just whenever somebody, they don't have to like go knock the ball completely out of the park for it to be a really great experience. Like just someone that seems like they genuinely care about the experience that I'm having or care that my needs are met.
That was Andrea Allen. My name is Mallory Light. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. To learn more and to hear other coffee hospitality stories, visit vibrantpodcast.com.